Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Last month, we had almost 5,000 educators and parents register for our newest webinar, Defiance and Deescalation. In this workshop, I broke down exactly what defiance is, how we can prevent it, and how we can respond in an effective way. We also got into deescalation. How can we help a child who is overwhelmed deescalate safely and in a way that doesn't interrupt the rapport you have with that child? Now, I've heard from so many of you that you missed this webinar, and that makes me so sad because I absolutely loved this session, and I think there are a lot of great take-home points. So because so many of you missed it, I want to host this webinar again. I know summer is starting and you're maybe not in school mode, but this is a one-hour session that is going to give you a lot of tangible tips to bring to your home or class setting. So I'm going to be doing this webinar again live two times on June 18th at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The registration link is in the show notes. This is completely free. You'll get a certificate of completion and some amazing freebies. Hope to see you on June 18th.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Jennifer Hofferber about creating an expectation list for paraprofessionals. I absolutely love this idea, and I love how Jennifer walks us through exactly how to individualize this list based on your experiences. We know staff collaboration and team training is so important, but sometimes it's difficult to figure out how to get there and what to train our team on. So I love that this idea really breaks that down and gives us a clear, actionable step. Jennifer is an award-winning special education teacher and instructional coach. She is the podcast host of Special Education for Beginners podcast, as well as the founder of Sped Prep Academy. Let's go ahead and hear from Jennifer all about setting expectations. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, hi, Sasha. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're talking about something I think you and I both enjoy talking about, which is staff training and collaboration. And I'm excited to focus on this piece of the puzzle. So today you're going to be talking about creating an expectation list for your paras.
Right.
So when did you start doing this? How did this strategy come about?
Okay, so a little bit of backstory. In 2015, I was named to the Kansas Teacher of the Year team, where my seven teammates and I got to travel around the state of Kansas talking to pre-service teachers, educators, administrators, and legislators about all things education. And I was given the opportunity to speak to the Kansas House of Representatives, to their education committee, about a topic of my choice. And I chose paraprofessionals. And the reason I chose this topic is because at the time I was struggling so much with this area. I had just a really hard time grasping that I could be on the Teacher of the Year team when my department as a whole was just pretty much a train wreck. I didn't know how to be a boss. I wasn't trained in leadership. I think most of us feel that way. Yeah. And I was just so insecure in this role, and I knew that something had to give. I had to figure out some way to get everything back on track.
Okay, this is a great backstory. I love this.
So after that year of traveling, I came back and I decided that I was going to do something to make it better. So I implemented some routines, some procedures, and developed some strategies to help me become the leader that my staff needed me to be. And I began growing my staff into a true team. And one of those strategies that I want to share with you today is I developed it because I wanted all teachers to have some type of actionable step that they can take to improve those paraprofessional relationships that they have at their own schools. And so it's called the stoplight strategy, and it's going to lead you into creating that list of expectations.
Ooh, I like the name for it, stoplight strategy. That like grabs my attention right away.
So I want you to take a piece of paper and divide it into thirds. On the left column, you're going to write stop at the top, and that's going to be your red section. In the middle section, you're going to write continue, and that's going to be your yellow section. And then in the third column, you're going to write start, which would be your green section. We all have unique situations and issues and needs within our own buildings. And then we all have different numbers of staff members. A teacher with 15 paras is going to look much different than a teacher who has two paras. But I promise this strategy can work for everyone.
I love this. I love the idea of getting all your thoughts out there and really kind of seeing this big picture of like what's not going great. And there are some things that are going good. And what are the goals we have?
Yeah. So now that you have your stoplight, you're going to take all of that information and you're going to create your expectation list. But I want you to be very strategic in how you do this. Take that information from the stoplight and frame them into positive action statements, starting with the words, I expect. So for example, I expect you to be on time on a daily basis. And then you're going to put a little box at the end of that sentence. I expect you to check in with me every morning. Put a box. I expect you to keep a positive attitude with peers and students. So do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, love it. All ties together.
And the reason I want you to put the words I expect is because those words hold so much value. When something is expected of you instead of demanded of you, it just conveys a more positive and a more respectful tone. And then when you have all of your expectations, I'd say maybe 10 to 15, don't go overboard, but you want to make sure that you communicate what's most important for you. What are your non-negotiables, I guess? And then you're going to print out a copy for each para. And once you have your list, then it's time to use those expectations as your training guide. You want to clearly communicate with your staff what those expectations are, and it shouldn't just be presented to them as offhanded remarks. You know, you don't want to just tell them. You want to make it a very intentional time, and you don't want to just give them the list and have them read it on their own. You want to kind of make a big deal out of this. So the reason I had you put the boxes at the end of each one is for accountability. I want each paraprofessional to initial that they have heard and they understand each expectation. So you're just going to read them aloud one by one, and they're going to initial in that box.
Do you recommend doing that at the start of the school year, or can this also be done mid-year?
Yeah, I do this at the beginning of every school year, and I do it even if I've done it the year before and my staff hasn't changed. You want to just like hold a para meeting where everyone is in attendance at the same time on the same day. And that's important because you want the paras to know that their colleagues all heard the same thing that you did. So there's no bickering going on. You know, I didn't hear that. I wasn't told that. And then just simply read them and have them initial as you go and explain the reason for each one. Sometimes when we know the why behind a rule, it gets followed more regularly. And if I just said, stay out of the teacher's lounge, that's probably not going to go over as well as if you said, hey, let's not hang out in the teacher's lounge so much because there's so much negativity in there. And everybody's gossiping about different teachers and talking about different kids. And I don't want to put you in a position where you're going to be breaking confidentiality. And I want us all to have a positive mindset. And so let's stay out of there as much as possible. So when you explain that, they're going to buy in much better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to know the why. And that's even a good example at the teacher's lounge there. If we just said, like, don't go to the teacher's lounge, they're going to be like, well, whatever, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And then you're going to want to review it every year. Go over it at the beginning of every year. If you need to review it in the middle of the year or you get a new para, you can hit it again there. But make sure that you're reviewing it. You might want to take an expectation off or add something that you had forgotten. So just make sure it's something you're coming back to each and every year. And I want to add something here. It's important to communicate that these expectations are just as much for you as they are for them. You should never, ever expect your staff to do something that you are not willing to do yourself. So if you have on your list, I expect you to be on time, but you are the teacher who is quite often rolling in late, it is very unprofessional. And your expectation isn't going to hold much water because you've just now broken your own rule. And if you tell your staff to not gossip about others or talk bad about others, and then they hear you badmouthing your principal or another teacher in the building, you are modeling that it's okay to do that. And you look very hypocritical in the process. So that's just definitely not a good look for a leader, and it's not an effective way to grow a team. So make sure that you're following your own expectations.
Yes, good point.
And then when everyone is signed, it's a great idea to make these expectations as a large poster in your room, kind of a this is how we do business in our classroom type of thing. And there's also a strategic reason for this. I have an analogy that I use. If you're driving down a highway and the speed limit is 70 and you know the speed limit is 70, but you're going 75 or you're going 78, what is there on the side of the road that helps you remember that it's 70 besides a trooper or a police officer? There's speed limit signs. And I can't tell you how many times I've been driving down the same highway and I see the sign and I look at my speed to make sure I'm not in jeopardy of getting a ticket. Those signs are just there to give us gentle reminders of the rules. So do we know the rules? Yes, we know the rules, but sometimes we forget, or sometimes we're just in our own little world and we don't realize that we are breaking the rules. And the same thing goes for your staff. They are human. You are human. Everyone's going to make a mistake at some point. Everyone's going to be running late at some point in time. Someone might forget to use the prompting hierarchy the way that they should. Someone's going to say something negative about someone else. But if you have those expectations posted, you have that gentle reminder to slow down and get back on track.
Yeah. A visual reminder is good for everyone.
Right.
So I think having that visible is just helpful to see every day.
Absolutely. And then the best piece, the last piece, in my opinion, is when you have those expectations set, you've explained them, everyone's agreed to them, they're posted, your work life is running along smoothly, and then there is an issue because this isn't going to fix everything. You are going to still have some issues, but your expectation list now becomes the bad guy. And I think this is where one of my hangups was for so long is that when it came to being a leader, I didn't know how to address the big things. I didn't know how to be the bad guy. And I didn't want to have to enforce those rules or to get onto somebody for not doing their job correctly because that wasn't my personality. I hate conflict. But when I implemented this expectationless strategy, I could then refer to it and say, hey, remember when we created the expectation list? You can see it on the wall. You signed it. And remember, you're supposed to be here every day at 7:30, but you've been showing up like at 7:50. Can you or would you help me understand what's going on? Because I need you here on time so that our students' minutes are being covered to keep us in compliance. Easy as that.
Makes it less personal.
Yes. Yes. It takes away that personal piece. It makes it not so scary.
Yeah. And I like that actually – I know we're circling back to this, but the visual reminders too, I mean, when there's staff turnover, like it's like up and even if you go over with them, you know, you now have it available for subs, for new staff that are in and out, because I know that's such a huge thing right now.
Right. Yeah. And this strategy, Sasha, it works so well because I tested it, I lived it, and I used it for about 10 years. And I had so much more success using it than I did before I used it. And like I said, it doesn't matter how many paras you have. Of course, the more paras you have, probably the more issues you're going to have on your stoplight. But every teacher needs to implement an expectation list. And I was able to build my department into the department of my dreams and create a true team with my staff. And I want that for everyone.
Well, if we think about it, like any job you get is going to have some type of like training and expectation. Like you get a job at Starbucks as a barista, yeah. There's going to be expectations, right. You know? So this is no different than any like well-oiled machine and what big companies do. We're just doing it in our little well-oiled machine of our classroom.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Love this. So did you get positive feedback from your staff members after implementing this?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, on my podcast, I had some of my paras come on and talk about how beneficial this was. And they have their para binders. Like I said in the beginning, I implemented many routines and procedures and strategies, and I put all of that into a paraprofessional binder. So this expectation list is just one of 14 different sections covering various aspects of being a leader and managing paraprofessionals. So they love their binders and they keep them. It's not something that they need to go back and look at a whole lot anymore because we've gotten into that, you know, that routine and those expectations are set. But in the beginning, this was such a game changer.
Yeah, and to have it like set and ready to go for new staff coming in, but also, as you said, to kind of refer back to in those times of conflict, because it's not a magic wand.
Yeah, right.
Love this. Well, thank you so much. I feel like this is such a great strategy that can be used really in so many settings. I'm even in like a clinical setting for a BCBA with RBTs or in a classroom setting, this could be utilized in a lot of different ways. So thanks so much for sharing this.
You're welcome.
Where can people go to learn more from you, Jennifer?
Well, if you are interested in the binder, I do have two options for you. If you want just the binder itself, you can get it on TPT. I can give you the link to share out, Sasha. Or I do have the binder with the Paraprofessional Training Guide course, which is a great resource for beginning special education teachers who just need assistance in effectively managing and training their staff. And it provides a systematic guidance for fostering that supportive team. And it goes through the steps of hiring a team, training a team, becoming a team, and supporting a team. And then, so I can leave the link for that as well. And if you'd like to learn more from me, you can listen to my podcast. It's called Special Education for Beginners, or you can find me at spedprepacademy.com. Pretty much anywhere else. I'm here. I love to teach. My mission in life is just to ensure that every special educator is equipped to handle their own leadership role with confidence and professionalism.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jennifer. We'll put all of those links in the show notes.
All right. Thanks for having me, Sasha.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.